Let's relive one moment from last night's Academy Awards. No, not the fantastically awkward Best Picture screw-up, but instead this moment, where Ben Affleck and Matt Damon announced the winner for Best Original Screenplay.
And the Oscar goes to...
Kenny Lonergan, Manchester by the Sea.
Manchester by the Sea stars Ben's brother, Casey Affleck, who plays the role of Lee, a broken man who returns to Manchester following his brother's death. Ken Lonergan's screenplay is a subtle yet deeply observed meditation on the fracturing of a human soul. And we talked with Lonergan back in December about how he wrote Manchester by the Sea. In particular, one pivotal scene in the movie where Lee is silently clutching a plastic bag as he watches an unimaginably terrible scene unfold in front of him.
I more or less tried to imagine the scene as if it were a real scene and write down what I saw. And I had this image of him clutching onto this bag of groceries. And when we went to shoot the scene, he's holding on the groceries and then he puts the groceries down and he picks the groceries back up when he gets particularly lost in a conversation with the police. And he's looking for something to hold on to just to get his bearings. And you can then later go out and extrapolate how it's certainly has some real metaphorical value. But at the, you know, like a lot of emotional moments in life, you know, you can find yourself holding onto a table very hard when you're hearing some very difficult news. And it's quite natural to want to hold on to something, or you get a floating sensation when you feel like you're lost. And it's not, it's, you know, I try to stay away from consciously using metaphors because I think they come up all over the place anyway. It's just the natural way our minds work.
Yeah.
Everyone who has dreams at night dreams metaphorically.
Manchester by the Sea is also inextricably tied to Massachusetts' North Shore, where it takes place. There are shots of the ocean, scenes aboard a fishing boat, and scenes of Lee shuttling his nephew Patrick up and down Route 128 to hockey practice in Gloucester. So I asked Ken Lonergan if it would have been possible to tell the same story had it been set elsewhere.
Well, I could have told the story elsewhere, but not this story in this way elsewhere, because, you know, one of the great things about working on this project was I wasn't, you know, intimately familiar with Cape Ann before I started and can't claim to be intimately familiar with it now, but I did get to know it pretty well, and I got to know it very well in terms of what I needed to use for this particular film. And I got to incorporate what I was learning as I was writing the script and as we were prepping the movie and as we were shooting the movie. So, you know, it's set in Manchester, but there's a lot of scenes in Gloucester. There's some scenes in Beverly. And we sort of meander all over the place. As, you know, people from the area know, it's a pretty... all those towns are nestled in pretty tightly together. And one of the most enjoyable things about directing the film was watching the area seep into the material in a way that couldn't be got out again. There's a lot of logistical problems that come up in the story, and all of the logistical problems that work their way into the script and into the film come out of the geography of the area. Just for example, Lee's got to get to the hospital where Kyle Chandler's character would have been taken is in Beverly. The school is in Manchester, and the hockey rink where Patrick is playing hockey is in Gloucester, which is all things that I learned doing research. So that works itself into the narrative really nicely, because a big part of the first part of the story is Lee trying to get up there in time before his brother dies. Then when he has died, he has to get to deliver the news personally to his nephew because he doesn't want anyone else to do it. That involves going back to Manchester where he doesn't want to be, which kicks off a tremendous wave of unwelcome memories. And when he gets to Manchester, he finds out that the kid isn't in Manchester. He's gone up to Gloucester for hockey practice, so he has to drive up to Gloucester. And in real life, when you have to do that kind of arranging when your brother's just passed away, it has a big effect on how things go. And it also tells us about him and how dutifully he's trying to take care of all this difficult business.
That was Kenneth Lonergan speaking with Radio Boston back in December. Lonergan just won the Oscar for Best Original Screenplay for his film Manchester by the Sea. Casey Affleck also won for Best Actor. If you go to radioboston.org, by the way, you can listen to our entire interview with Ken Lonergan. He is an incredibly thoughtful and interesting person, so I highly recommend that you do that. That's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.